The movie industry is made up of two separate but equally important groups. The theaters who display the movies and the critics who overvalue their opinions. These are our reviews. The Morning Blaze is bringing justice to the movies.
So last night was Bring Justice to the Movies night at Maya Cinemas. Kara was our big winner. We're going to start with her to find out what you thought. You went and saw the new movie yesterday. What'd you think?
I loved it. I thought it was super cute. It was witty. It was funny. Just heartwarming. I'm a huge fan of the Beatles, so it was just kind of cool to kind of feel world without them. And then what happens is, you know, only a few people remember. So that was neat.
Well, cool.
Justice. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to ask you how Justice was. Did he wear you out? I always tell people he's weird, and then he's always offended by that.
No, he was actually pretty chill. Yeah, we had a good time. Yeah, we were talking about how it was kind of cool to see almost like a unique idea in the theaters since everything seems so carbon copy these days.
Right. Every movie is exactly the same. So that's cool. This was an original concept. Now, how about the theater itself? They take care of you guys?
They did, yes. Maya's a great theater. I usually go there. So it was kind of cool to go again.
So you were familiar then. You've been there a lot is what you're saying. It's your theater of choice. That's what I heard. That's what I heard from you. Well, Kara, I appreciate you bringing Justice to the movies. I'm glad you had a good time. All right?
Right on. Thanks. And thank you guys for the opportunity.
I'm chill.
You weren't.
I heard that part.
Yeah, sure. You're very chill. All right, Justice. So Yesterday is the name of the movie. It is an original concept. It looks to me like it's a pretty good flick. What did you think?
Yeah, I very much enjoyed it. Like I said, it was a nice, I guess, breath of fresh air to see an original concept. It's been a minute since that's happened, especially with Toy Story and Godzilla and 1995 movies making a comeback. But yeah, it was good. It hits the ground running. That's what I'm trying to say. It's fast. It goes, like, you kind of shortly get a glimpse into this guy's struggle as a musician, and then the blackout happens, and he gets nailed by a bus and wakes up, and no one knows who the Beatles are.
So it's a reset for people who didn't catch it on Tuesday when we were explaining what the movie is about. This is an original concept idea. So it's about a struggling musician, right?
Yep.
Who suddenly ends up in a world where the Beatles never existed,
yeah.
Or at least people don't know who the hell they are. And he knows all of their music.
Yes.
So naturally, he steals it all and passes it off as his own and becomes world famous, correct?
Yes. To be fair, it's not that easy for him.
It's not that easy?
It's a pretty serious dilemma in his head. Because once he's starting to get famous, people keep pointing out more and more, like, dude, how is this only you? Like, there's no way. And his debut release is like a double album of just a ridiculous amount of Beatles songs. And that keeps kind of eating at him throughout the movie. So that's kind of his, like, dilemma in it.
So let me ask you this. I've known a lot of people who have been in bands. I know a lot of people who have made some money playing bars, playing other people's music. Mm-hmm. And they always, always, always try to play their own music mixed between other people's music. Does he try to mix in originals into Beatles sets in this movie?
There's a part in the recording studio where he records Here Comes the Sun. And then after that, he plays the like record producer, one of his personal songs.
And how does that go?
It goes horribly. She's like, I didn't not like it, but I also wasn't paying attention enough to it because it was boring to say that I actually want to listen to it again to figure out whether or not I do like it.
Just play Freebird and get off the stage. So
pretty much.
It sounds like it's a good time. There's no one like big in this, right?
Lily James and Kate McKinnon are probably the two biggest names in terms of actors.
I don't know who those people are, so I'm going to say there's no one big in this
movie. Ed Sheeran.
Oh, okay. Well, I know
and
who that
he's
is.
He's actually pretty funny in it. Like, that dude.
He plays himself, I'm assuming?
Yeah. Okay. He'll probably end up acting more because of this.
Well, he killed it in Game of Thrones. Well, yesterday is the name of the movie. It got a thumbs up from Kara, and you say same.
Yes, definitely thumbs up.
So if you're sick of the same stale movies that you've been seeing over and over and over, check out something new. Go this weekend. Check out Yesterday at Maya Cinemas. Now, on to something we have done before.
Dun, 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 dun.
A big movie is going to be released next week, and it's a little bit early because of the 4th of July holiday.
Yes.
Spider-Man Far From Home comes out next week, and there's going to be... Is it a midnight premiere they're going to do?
They are doing a midnight premiere on Monday.
Monday night, and you are going to go, correct, Justice?
Yes.
And you still need someone to bring you.
I do.
All right, so we're doing Bring Justice in the Movies a little early. If you want to check out the new Spider-Man movie, Spider-Man Far From Home at Maya Cinemas for the midnight release on Monday... Call us up right now, 499-1051. Make sure you can make it there. And you will get to bring Justice to the movies. You'll get the whole spiel like we've been doing, popcorn sodas. You'll get seats, and you'll be able to check out this movie. And then you'll be able to tell us next week how Spider-Man Far From Home was. It's gotten great reviews on Rotten Tomatoes so far. I'm excited to see this movie. I'm a big fan. I still like Andrew Garfield as my Spider-Man of choice, but this kid's not bad. Are you excited for Spider-Man?
Yes, very much so. They're introducing new things into Marvel, and let's see how it goes from there.
I feel like we should stop this conversation because I'm going to nerd out, and then we'll talk about Spider-Man for 25 minutes, and people just don't care. So if you want to go...
I'm down.
If you want to go, check out Spider-Man Far From Home at Maya Cinemas. Call us up right now, 499-1051.